In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
How awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. These were the words of Jacob when he awoke after receiving that famous vision of a ladder reaching from earth to heaven, upon which angels ascended and descended, and above which stood the Lord Himself. Jacob realized that he was in the Lord's presence. "Surely the Lord is in this place," he said. And realizing that he was in the Lord's presence, he rightly exclaimed, "How awesome is this place! This is none other than the house of God. This is the gate of heaven." My friends, the same should be true of us. We should echo Jacob's exclamation, "For the Lord is surely present in this place." Yes, that's right. Even in this place, in this little church, in this little town of Alma, the Lord is present among us. How awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God. This is the gate of heaven. For here, dear friends in Christ, Jacob's vision of a ladder reaching from earth to heaven is fulfilled. Here in this church during the divine service, the Son of God descends from heaven to be in our midst, to feed us with His holy word and with His very body and blood in the Holy Supper. He comes and His angels come with Him to minister to our needs, to fill us with the gospel which delivers forgiveness, life, and salvation. Oh yes, this is an awesome place. This is God's holy house, the very gate of heaven. And we unworthy sinners are privileged to enter in. And if all of this is true, and it is, then reverence and awe are demanded of us who enter in to this holy house. That's something we need to be reminded of time and time again, especially in our day and age when the reverence and awe which should naturally accompany time spent in God's holy house is being diminished more and more. Just where exactly is the biblical precedent for the kind of people-pleasing, man-centered, fun and entertaining worship being promoted by so many today? Where in Holy Scripture do you ever see God's people entering His holy house to have fun and be entertained? Nowhere. Instead, what you see from beginning to end in Holy Scripture is God's people entering His holy house with reverence and awe because they know that they are in His holy presence. Jacob, in that desolate place between Beersheba and Haran, Moses on Mount Sinai, the Israelites in the temple and the tabernacle which preceded it, reverence and awe accompanied them when they were in God's holy presence. But Pastor, Jesus changed all that. He came to set us free from that stuffy, old, formal, and reverent style of worship. Really? Then why is it written about Jesus that zeal for your house will consume me? Why did Jesus react in righteous anger and indignation against those who had turned His house of prayer into a house of entertainment? Why was He so adamantly opposed to His house being turned into a marketplace? You see, my friends, those who promote the idea that Jesus has set us free to engage in informal, fun, and entertaining worship have forgotten who Jesus really is. He is Yahweh in the flesh, the incarnate God, the second person of the Most Holy Trinity, very God of very God, the same God who goes to great lengths and provides specific details as to how He is to be worshipped by His people, the same God who commanded the Israelites to build the tabernacle and the temple, the same God who has been worshipped with reverence and awe by the Holy Christian Church for now 2 millennia. He hasn't changed. For Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. How awesome is this place, my friends. For here we are privileged to come into God's holy house where our Lord Jesus Christ is present to bestow His divine gifts upon us. That's what has changed. In the Old Testament, we Gentiles were not permitted into God's holy house. Only Jews were permitted. We had to remain outside in the courts of the Gentiles. Furthermore, only the Jewish priests were permitted into the holy place, and only the high priest was permitted into the Holy of Holies, the innermost sanctuary where God's presence dwelt, and he was only permitted in there once a year on the Day of Atonement. Jesus changed all of that. He fulfilled the law with his perfect sinless life, and he put an end to the sacrificial system by dying on the cross as the perfect once-for-all sacrificial Lamb of God. He, the unblemished Lamb, shed His holy and innocent blood on the cross to atone for the sin of the whole world. And in so doing, He did away with the segregation which had formerly existed. For we're told that when He died on the cross, the curtain in the temple which separated the holy place from the Holy of Holies was torn in two. Now, all who believe in Him, whether Jew or Gentile, male or female, young or old, have been granted access into the Holy of Holies, to come into the very place where God's holy presence dwells. And just as the high priest entered the Holy of Holies with reverence and awe, realizing that he was entering the place where God's holy presence dwelt, so it is with us. The high priest didn't enter the Holy of Holies to do his own thing. He definitely didn't enter to have fun and be entertained. No, he was but a guest in God's holy house and did as God commanded him to do, to sprinkle the blood of the sin offering and offer incense, to pray and offer the sacrifices God commanded which atoned for the sin of the people. So it is with us. We do not enter the Holy of Holies to do our own thing, but as humble guests in God's holy house to do as God has commanded us to do, to worship Him, which literally means to fall prostrate in reverence before Him. We come in reverence and awe to confess our sins to God and plead for His mercy. We come into the Holy of Holies so that our great High Priest, Jesus Christ, can sprinkle His blood, which He offered for the sin of the world, including our sins, upon us. In response, we, His priests and chosen people, offer our sacrifices of praise and thanksgiving as we participate in the divine liturgy. How awesome is this place, dear friends in Christ. This is the place where we who have been paralyzed by our sins, like the paralyzed man in the gospel lesson this morning, are carried into the holy house where Jesus is present with His healing word of forgiveness. For many of us, this first happened when we were but infants, unable yet to speak or to walk, and certainly unable to make some personal decision to accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior. But we were brought by faithful parents, relatives, or friends to the font, carried in just as the faithful friends of the paralyzed man carried him in that day to receive the faith and forgiveness spoken by Jesus in the Holy Word attached to the water in baptism. On that glorious day, our old self was put off and a new self, created in the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness, was put on, as St. Paul says in the epistle lesson. And still, we come into this awesome place into this house of God, into this gate of heaven where Jesus continues to heal us poor, miserable sinners with His holy word of forgiveness. We come into the Holy of Holies to receive immortal medicine for our sin-sick souls, to be fed and strengthened by the eternal word of the Father who says to repentant sinners, "Be of good cheer, your sins are forgiven you." We come to have that healing word of absolution placed into our very mouths by receiving the very body and blood of Christ in the Holy Supper. How can anything but reverence and awe accompany such divine activity? How awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. Surely the Lord is in this place. This is the place, dear friends, where Jesus has come to heal and restore His holy people. Here, Jesus is present to comfort those who mourn, to feed the hungry, and quench the thirst of those who crave living waters flowing from the river of life. Therefore, in this place, the blind see and the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up and the poor have the gospel preached to them. Be of good cheer, dear friends in Christ, for in this holy house where your holy Lord is present in His holy word and sacraments, your sins are forgiven you. In Jesus' holy and precious name, amen. Now the peace of God which passes all understanding will keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.